Well, it's a huge problem in the whole paediatric services. Children waiting to see paediatric consultants is in every hospital in the country. The core of the problem is that there aren't enough paediatric consultants, there isn't enough posts, and we know that in a lot of areas around the country, particularly the paediatric services, is under huge stress. And a lot of children that are sent from their GP, referred on to a consultant, they can wait a year or sometimes up to 2 years to see that consultant, depending on the condition or the particular ailment that they're trying to get resolved. In addition to that, while there are, I think, 19,000 waiting more than a year across the country, there are also a lot of children that are on the adult waiting list that we don't see. Because, for instance, I've come across cases of John where you would have a child with scoliosis and they would be referred from their local hospital, perhaps to CAPA, to the orthopaedic services there, and then they would go on an adult waiting list, although they would be a minor. So there's plenty of children that are on adult waiting lists as well that we don't see. So I imagine that 19,000 could have another 5,000 or 6,000 more that are actually on the adult waiting list that nobody notices. The core to this problem is because we don't have enough consultants. And what the government needs to do is it needs to resolve that. It needs to find a way of hiring more consultants and keeping them. Now, they will tell us that it is an international problem. But yet, when you go to Melbourne or Perth, they don't have that problem because many of the Irish doctors that we train here have actually gone there. And we need to find a way of keeping them in Ireland or at least find a way of bringing them back to Ireland. And the centre to that is one of the issues that we have. We have it in teaching, we have it in a whole range of disciplines, where new people entering the services are not paid the same as those that exist there. And we need to have a parity of pay for consultants that are being hired into the system, and that needs to happen as quickly as possible. And they also need to sit down with the Consultants Representative Association and work out a solution to this problem, because long-term, Irish young people or adults that are on waiting lists are losing out hugely. We pay our taxes in this country and we deserve to get a service, and government needs to step up to the mark and make sure that that service is provided.